Good morning. It's Friday. Welcome to Open Line. I'm your host, Brian Bowes, and I'm already in a gnarly mood. We haven't even started the show yet. Oh, the good news is we're going to end a little early today. We only have one local guest, but it's a fun guest, one I always look forward to because it's always so informative and eclectic and occasionally, weird. A good friend, OMAC School Superintendent Michael Porter. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad that your irritation is not directed specifically at me.
It's not at all. No, it isn't because I digress. So you just finished the first week.
Yes.
Albeit a short week.
Right, right.
You start, Tuesday and you end Thursday. But you get the rest off and the kinks out and get the kids back in school.
Our first couple of weeks are done, which is great. It's just, it's fun getting started. But before I go, I wanted to
say. You leaving already?
No. Before I continue my speaking.
Okay, all right.
I wanted to give a shout out to all the people down at the Okanagan County Fair, especially the OMAC students and parents. I mean, all the kids who are down there, they put a lot of time in, and they're all getting ready to compete, and they've started the competitions, and it's fun. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to head down there and hang out with them for a little bit, but it's always fun to have the fair in town, and I'm just really excited that is going.
Went last night and did the Fair Queen pageant, and then walked around and saw a bunch of the animals, and kids from camp that ran up, and, did you see my pig? Did you see my... not yet. And so you walk over and you see... But it's great to see to see their enthusiasm and to see their successes.
Absolutely.
A lot of hard work.
It is.
Especially if you're showing an animal.
Right, right. And one of the reasons that the OMAC School District takes today off is so that families and kids, can go down there and check out the fair. And I hope to see all of them down there today and tomorrow. I think it'll be great.
Good times.
Yeah, so our school year has started off. And, it's one of my favorite things to do is going to the open houses. Right before we start, kids are showing up into the schools and with their parents and getting to meet their new teachers and seeing where they're going. And I love kindergarten and preschool when they come because you never know the reaction you're going to get. Some of them are so enthusiastic and just giddy, bouncing with excitement. And others are a little bit timid, kind of clinging to mom and dad. And others do have a few little tears. We did have some sleepers at the end of the day because, when they first start going into that routine, they're exhausted by the afternoon. And so mom and dad have to come help, carry them out. But it is fun seeing that. And just that initial excitement about school, we just want to maintain that all throughout the system. And I love seeing all the families coming in. And they're so proud and lots of pictures being taken. So it's fun. It's fun at the beginning of the year. Absolutely.
I know that one of my kids from church, younger student, has already experienced a couple of timeouts. And I said, the year hasn't even started yet. You're good for a long year, son. Anyway.
Part of it's learning those rules and expectations.
Sometimes, some, as you well know, some kids just have all this pent-up energy, and now they're in a structured environment. What do you do with that? How do you navigate all that?
Absolutely. It starts with a lot of patience from the staff, just making sure, and they know, staff has seen it every year. They see it, when kids first come in, they've been in summer mode, and now it's like, okay, we have to readjust, and so lots of patience, lots of explaining, and I think that's one of the important things is just taking the time of explaining. These are the expectations, and give them grace.
Speaking of staff, and I know you have a list that speaking of staff, of course, my wife works at the school, and my understanding, a really pretty healthy mix of veterans and newbies.
Absolutely,
all across the board.
Yes, and we were very fortunate. We were able to fill all of our certified positions. We still have a few classified positions open and always looking for bus drivers. We were talking a little bit earlier. Everybody across the nation is looking for bus drivers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But, yes, we have a great mix. And, what I appreciate is at the beginning of the year, right before school starts, we have a little kickoff for all of our new staff so that they kind of learn about the OMAC school district. We take them on a little bus ride so they can see the community and they can see all the different schools. Because sometimes, if you're a north school teacher, you only see the North Elementary School. You don't get to see the other buildings. So we just start off at the very beginning. This is our district. This is who we are. And so that's kind of fun, getting to see people and see their eyes light up and being, you know, quite pleased with where they're working.
Okay, guys, yeah. Good deal. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, we have a lot of new students this year as well, which is, we've seen a little bit of an increase, which is fun. I won't have the official numbers till this next week because we do a student count this next week, but we've seen an uptick in the number of kids, and I am excited to have more students coming into our system. I think that that is something that shows there's growth going on, continuing to take place in Okanagan County, which is a good thing for all the schools.
Okay, so you're not just talking first-year students. You're talking transfers in and people
right.
from the area.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Okay. And, you know, we've seen an uptick again in our athletics and activities. It's always nice to see that increase in students who come in and say, hey, I want to participate in something beyond just myself. You know, being part of a team is always so much fun. And, you know, last year we struggled a little bit because we had a decline in kids who were interested in theater. And over the summer we had some parents who stepped up and we're really encouraging kids to get involved, and we've gone from 8 kids who wanted to be in the Pioneer Players, now we're up to over 30, and so it's like, wow, this is great to seeing, you know, an increased desire to be involved in activities. Mm-hmm. And the more use we get out of our Performing Arts Center, the better. And so we're really excited about that, and when kids are plugged in, they want to be there.
That's the thing, the more activities,
yes.
whether they're athletic or extracurricular, of any kind,
right.
you can get kids involved in,
yes.
the better for everybody.
It absolutely is.
I wonder if that's great news.
Yeah, definitely. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, during the summer, there's so much work that is done behind the scenes that we don't see. And I say this every year, that I am so thankful for our maintenance and custodial staff. They do so much work. And we usually hire people to work with our custodial staff. And I asked Tim Eng, who kind of oversees the program, you know, what exactly do our custodians do? So he gave me a list. So let me read this list. Mm-hmm. They cleaned every classroom. They cleaned all the lights. They washed all the walls. They stripped and waxed hallway floors. They refinished every gym. And they completed painting in multiple locations. And one of my favorite things that he said, he used a big 50-cent word. He said, they extracted all the carpets. And I'm like, extracted all the carpets, like you removed them? He's like, no. And he said extracting the carpets is basically deep cleaning them. And so they don't use shampoo, they use hot water to get in, and it kind of brings the dirt to the surface. Probably most people know that. I did not know that. So Tim looked at me like I was a dummy. It's like, come on, Michael, it's extracting. It's like, okay. So I learned something new, which I appreciated.
Well, and you should every single day. You should learn something new. That's one of the life models.
Right. So yeah, I just so appreciate all that work that goes on behind the scenes, because that's taking good care of our facilities and having it ready for the staff and the students when they come back. It's wonderful to see that the facilities, regardless of their age, they do a great job of trying to take care of them and having them ready to go for when our kids come in. Last year, and I shared this last time, last summer, is that we had our HVAC program. You know, we added all new HVAC throughout our district using the ESSER funds, so we didn't have to ask our community for over $9 million project. We were fortunate to use those monies to replace and repair all of our HVAC, and it's been great, especially as we've had some hotter summers. It's really nice to have that. So we didn't have that going on. That was a big stressor to make sure we got it done before school started, but we had a whole bunch of other projects and this summer, and those projects included things like we added new field lights. Those field lights that have been out there on the field, they've been over 50 years old. I was talking to a board member who said, man, they were there before I was even in school. And we have girded them up over the years, you know, so put metal bands around them to try to make them last as long as they could. They have these giant old high energy light bulbs that just burn through the energy, and they were getting harder and harder to replace. You know, they burn out over time pretty quickly, and the light poles were so high up, you know, we'd have to ask the PUD to come in with their truck and help us out, and they were great. They always supported us with that. But It was time. It was finally time to replace them, and we were able to do that this year. And with LED lights, and so it's kind of fun to have those up. And we only use 4 poles instead of the 6 that we had previously, and it covers the whole field. And I'm actually eager to see when it gets a little bit darker with our football games and our soccer matches to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
So we got those in. We added an additional playground piece to our North Elementary, and believe it or not, those pieces of plastic, those are expensive. It is amazing. You would think that it's just little plastic, no problem. But no, it costs a lot of money, but we were able to save up and to do that this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Our east parking lot, we had a whole section that has been gravel for the past 4 years, and we've been wanting to pave it, but the time just wasn't right. Finally, this summer, we were able to do it. That was a big project that we were able to get all completed, and it looks great out there. And when I had the open house, I was amazed. I thought, oh, those will never fill up. Open house, yes. All the parking spots were filled up on all around the school and even on the highway.
It was like, wow, no! Nice.
Great turnout. So it's just, it's fun to see. We had new carpeting installed. We had water fixtures, water faucets added to our high school gym. We only had one old water faucet that was in there. And now we have 3, which is great. So we were able to add that, and with the water bottle fillers. Mm-hmm. So we just had a lot of things that were done here at our school. And we also did a Camp D. We had some upgrades to our electrical panels. We had some issues up there, but we were able to get that all updated. With updated lighting, mm-hmm. as well. So a lot of projects that took place over the summer that, again, it's behind the scene, and you don't think anything mm-hmm. of it, but it's another way for us to take care of our facilities and our grounds. And
yeah.
we have great people who are doing it, coordinating it, and making sure that it gets done in a timely manner before school starts. And one more thing that I wanted to say that we did over the summer, which is huge, is security. We're always looking at improving our security. Where are the holes? Where are the gaps? You know, you see across the country where there's issues with security. And so we have added additional cameras to the outsides of our buildings and in some of the hallways. And then we've also added some fencing in a couple of key locations with gates. And we've also added some additional entrance key cards just to make it a little bit more of a streamlined system. Okay. And we are one of the few districts throughout the country that actually make sure our buildings are secure each and every night. So we lock them up, and you know, we've coordinated working with our police department and everything to make sure that when those alarms go off, you know, we get phone calls. And thankfully, we don't have it happen very often, but we just want to make sure that we're doing our best to keep everything safe and secure.
Sure. Wonderful. Great yeah. news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Athletically, I have a
absolutely.
A question.
Yeah.
So if the public comes to an athletic event,
yes,
is it no longer, you know, no longer cash allowed? I mean, you have to buy your tickets ahead of time or something, or what's that all about?
You can do it ahead of time,
okay.
and which is the easiest, most convenient way to do it. We are still in the process of transitioning. We transitionally can use cards as well, because in the past we would have people come and they'd say, well, I don't have any cash, but I have my card, and so that created some complications. So we're making that transition to trying to be cashless, but we're still in that transition. And speaking of which, I'm glad you brought up that, because we have a new system called Huddle,
mm-hmm.
which we have a camera that's mounted inside our high school gymnasium,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a camera that we've mounted outside of our field, and that will allow people to go online
mm-hmm.
and to purchase a ticket to watch the games from their home, or from anywhere that you have a device, you know, your phone or iPad, whatever. But it'll be the same cost as what you would pay to get there. And our reason for doing that is that we might have a parent who lives in Wisconsin, or a grandparent mm-hmm. who wants to live in, and they want to see their grandchild's game, or an aunt mm-hmm. or uncle who lives far away, and they
yeah.
can't make it, but they want to see it. Another advantage that you get the sound. It's sometimes a little bit hard to hear. You know, you can hear the announcer when Brian's making his announcement. You can hear that clearly. But sometimes, you know, with...
As well you should.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, the best voice in the valley.
Oh, boy. Here goes my raise. I've got to get him this year. Okay, anyway, yes.
Yeah, so it's a great system.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Yeah, to let people to see the events that are taking place. And our long-term goal, we're still working on it, is we want to be able to take them out onto the fields so that if we have like a baseball or softball game, which are in our city parks, we want to be able to take that system out there. And so that we need one more piece for it to be remote, and it's with the Wi-Fi connection, just for the speed, to make sure we have the speed. So we're still doing a little research on that, and we're also hoping to eventually get it for our theater, you know, in our performing arts center. We're not there yet, but that's our long-term goal, and just making more access for everybody.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that you just say that, more access for everybody. And I get concerned when high schools, and, you know, they're making their venues, not OMAC yet, but making their venues completely, I mean, all the tickets have to be bought ahead of time.
Right.
And you're talking to... There are still generations of people out there that don't use smartphones, that don't use, they want to be able to show up to the venue.
Absolutely.
You know, pay their money and go get a seat.
Absolutely.
So I get concerned when people, when that trend has come to me, a little troubling.
Right, absolutely. And we don't want to discard anybody. We want to make sure anybody who wants to come to the game absolutely can. Yeah. Because you and I both know when you're sitting in a crowd of people who are cheering and jeering, good-naturedly, not me. It is so much fun. There's so much enthusiasm and energy that's there. I love it. I mean, I don't mind watching every now and then, you know, on a device. But the feeling of actually being there and getting some of those snacks that are somewhat healthy for you, right?
They all are.
Yes. It is fun. It is a lot of fun. And the enthusiasm, the kids love the feel of having, you know, the crowd there. And especially when we have our band playing, you know, it's just... It's a great atmosphere, and it's really enjoyable.
Chocolate comes from a plant that God provided that's healthy. So there you go.
There you go.
Well, yeah, you talk about the fans. We were at the Tuesday at OMAC Volleyball.
Yes.
And with Aniat. And
OMAC
had a great student section.
Yes, they
did. All the boys basketball players were there with their volleyball helmets on. And then even Aniat, their section, it was back and forth.
It was.
It really was good.
It was.
It really heightens the whole experience.
It absolutely does. Really enjoyed that. Yep. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is that we have been very fortunate with our school to get along well with all of the other schools up and down the valley. You know, the superintendents get together, I've mentioned this before, in our OK Corral. We have a monthly meeting where we all get together and we just talk about how are things going? You know, are you seeing any challenges and how can we work through it together? It's nice to have, you know, partners to work through things.
Yeah.
One of the things I love is just partnering with Okanagan. Now, when we get on the fields and on the courts, that's totally different. Then all bets are off. You know, it's much more exciting then and we're going at it. But everything else, you know, we are part of a larger community. All of Okanagan Valley, we work all well together because we want what's best for our community, for our students, our staff. And so I really enjoy having that time to meet with the superintendents. And one of the things that we have done with Okanagan this last year is our Pioneer players have partnered with the Okanagan Dog Stars.
That was great.
Yeah. And they are doing it again this year, working on a haunted house, which I'm sure you guys will be hearing about soon. It's fun to see the kids working together.
Yeah.
Knowing that sports aside, you know, where we get really competitive, it's fun to see also that camaraderie. And, you know, my son was in cross country a few years ago, and he just had so many great connections with the other athletes in the other schools. And to this day, he still is connecting with them, even though we were in rival schools, you know, quote unquote. There's still that similarities of, hey, we have the same experiences, we're working through our homework, you know, we're in a great community, and so it's fun. It's fun to see that.
It was fun. The Dog Stars and Pioneer players came on.
Yes.
And before that performance last year, and so I asked them, when you first got together, was there mixing? They said, nope. It took us a while to trust each other. Once we realized we're all kind of doing.
Right.
Then these bonds of friendship, and it was pretty cool to see that happen.
Yes. And, you know, Okanagan has a great stage that they have, and they've developed their lighting system. And I know that they're wanting to do some standalone things this year. They're pretty excited about that. But my hope is that we can still do at least, I know we're doing the haunted house. I hope maybe we can do at least one play or musical together, too. The challenge, and it's for everybody, is the bus situation. Having their kids come up here or our kids going down there for practices, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's a tough spot to be in right now. Okay. But I kind of wanted to conclude by just saying that I am really excited about...
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Okay.
I'll tell you when you're done, so keep going.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Because you're the only guest today, so...
So I have a couple hours then. You may regret this.
I won't. I'll cut you off. Don't worry about it. Kink that cord right there, you'll be done.
You know,
your stuff. Yeah,
you know, as you said, I was just thinking. It popped in my head because sometimes I have the little squirrels. You know, they just kind of go all over. I was thinking of a dad joke. This is a dad joke. So we were talking about how kindergarten and preschool kids come in and they're all excited to be there, bouncing all over the place. Well, how do you make a waterbed bouncy? All you have to do is add spring water. Hey, why am I the only one laughing? What's going on?
I told my wife because she knew you were on. It was announced through the. I'm not going to engage today. I may have to. I got a couple. I got a few scrolls rolling around in my gray matter.
At the beginning of the year, before school starts, this year we did something different.
Oh.
The past few years, we've had our professional development for all of our staff has been integrated throughout our calendar. And it's made our calendar longer every year. And the drawback is that kids are out of school during a school year, you know, on days that parents weren't anticipating it. So
seems like a lot. I mean,
So we changed it up this year, and we decided to have our professional development days before school started. And so this
is why you did that.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So no kids were there. And the great thing is our students will be out fewer days, you know, during the school years. And we also get out of school June 7th this year. Last year was June 16th or 17th, something.
16th,
it was really late.
Friday,
really late. So we were able to bump that up a little bit. And it also gives us a little flexibility if we have snow days. Hopefully we won't. You know, we always try to have school even when it's really snowy. But our fantastic transportation person, Penny, you know, she's the one who gets out there at 3:30, 4 in the morning, is checking all the roads. But it gives us a little bit more flexibility to have those professional development days at the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
And then we also do a all-staff kickoff where all the staff comes into the Performing Arts Center and, you know, the secretaries, the transportation people, custodians, everybody comes in, all the teachers and paras, nurses, and we just have a little kickoff at the beginning. And sometimes we bring in a guest speaker, you know, who speaks, and sometimes it's just the Michael Show. And this year, it was mostly the Michael Show. I also had the nurses come up and do a little presentation too. But I enjoy being up and seeing everybody and getting to visit. Imagine that. I love the talking.
Brilliant.
You have an idea?
I do.
Okay, tell me.
We should do this when your little kickoff thing.
Yes.
We should do our open line segment.
We could.
On the state, yes.
Yes, that could be fun.
That would be awesome.
You know, with something like that, though, there's probably going to be laughter, maybe some tears. You know, it's going to be a monumental event.
It would be. It'll be every talk show you've ever experienced rolled into one conglomeration of just.
Right.
Wow.
Right, okay. Right. That might be something for us to consider. Absolutely.
Right. We're still
planning for it. I wanted to say a couple of other things. One is that I feel like OMAC is really setting itself up for some great things, the OMAC School District. Now, have you ever been to the Kennedy Space Center?
No.
Over in Florida? That is.
I can't leave the state.
Okay.
I'm under jurisdiction. I can't, to be honest.
I was fortunate to get to go over a few years ago and to go through the walkthrough. I am blown away the size of those rockets. It's just, they are huge. There's no words to describe the size of them. But we were able to take a bus trip out where they launch.
Oh, okay.
And so they show this massive launching pad. Now, you remember the space shuttle was a few years ago. They don't have, it's no longer being used. But they would spend a couple of years getting everything prepped on this gigantic launching pad inside this little housing area. And then they would roll it out before the launch, and it goes like 1 mile an hour. It's super slow. It takes them, you know, all 24 hours to get it out because it's like 24 miles out there. It takes a long time. And massive wheels and everything, and just all the science and everything that goes into it is impressive. It takes time to get it out there and to get it prepped.
Yeah.
That's how it is with any school system. It takes time to get the right people in there and to get the right systems in place, the right curriculum. It takes time as you're making changes because it's a massive system. When that space shuttle would get out there, then they still had some fine tuning to do. And then it was ready for launch day. And when that thing launched, the amount of power that went into it, all the you know, the fuel that was coursing through and the flames, everything, just, again, it's indescribable, the amazement of it. And it starts rocking. Before it ever takes off, it just kind of rocks back and forth a little bit, and then it slowly starts lifting, and then, of course, it's gaining speed, and we've seen it on TV. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's where I feel the OMAC School District's at. We've been building on the launching pad the past couple of years. We are now out there ready to launch. Our kids have been doing incredible things, and they're ready to do even more things. And so I am very excited to see the next couple of years where the OMAC School District is going to be with our growth, with our students, with our staff. It's exciting times.
That's a great analogy.
I wish I had a picture to show you.
No, it's a great analogy, but the thing that was going through my mind when you were talking about that was, okay, so you're ready to expel gas? Is that where you're at now?
Is that your dad joke?
Your fuel? to expel your fuel to lift off? Because that is a great analogy about how it takes time to all the prep and you get to a point where... And the thing is, so you get hired...
Right.
And people expect, okay, so we have a new superintendent.
Yeah.
Whatever you thought about the last guy, we got a new one now.
Right,
so we're going to have things happen now.
Right.
Well, it takes a little bit of time. To get, it's a great analogy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I shared with the staff the acronym that I heard from somebody years ago of HOPE.
Okay.
Having only positive expectations. And in our society that we currently live in, it seems like there's a lot of negativity.
Yes.
And so it's hard to overcome that. And it's so easy to just get sucked into the negative that we have around us. But I choose, because it's a choice.
I choose
to focus on having only positive expectations. Yeah, there's bad days. Yeah, there's things that need to be fixed. Nobody is perfect. No system is perfect. We're still fine-tuning and tweaking and trying to make ourselves better. But I want to focus on the positive things that are happening.
Yeah.
Not putting on rose-colored glasses where I ignore everything.
No,
there are, like I said, there's things to adjust and to fix. But I want to have those positive expectations for our students, for our staff, for our community. Because I feel like this is so important. Educating children, I feel, is the most important thing that we can do as a society.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very excited about this upcoming year. And having said that, I want to say that I'm trying something new this year. I'm trying to communicate. Every year I try to tweak my communication a little bit. Like I said, I love coming on the radio because we get to visit and get to share with the community things that are going on. But I want to try something different this year, four times this year. So essentially once a quarter, I'm going to do what's called Soup with the Soup. And what I want to do is just, I'm trying something new. I don't know if it's going to be fantastic or if it's going to flop. But I want to have one evening, once a quarter, from 5:30 to 6:30, so about an hour, where I'm going to be at a school and we're going to provide a meal. And anybody in our community is able to attend, can attend. And I'll give a short little presentation, not as long as this, I'll keep it short, and then open it up for questions and discussions.
Wow.
Because I think so many times it's hard to get out of your routine, your daily routine, and to come and visit with the superintendent or anybody at school, you know, unless you're dropping off your kids. So I'm trying something different to make it available so people can ask me questions.
Yeah.
And sometimes, again, it's that being the positive, having positive expectations, it's giving people an opportunity to say, Michael, I heard this rumor. Is this true? It's so much better to come and talk to the source than to just assume.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that gets so many of us, myself included, in trouble by, oh my goodness, I heard this rumor and it must be true because it all makes sense. So my first one is going to be on October 18th. It's a Wednesday night. Again, we're going to mix up the nights because, you know, different nights trying to avoid activities and sports and everything.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, we'll try Wednesday night. And
unfortunately,
that's going to impact some people with church, maybe. But I thought if we did 5:30 to 6:30, people can get home, then head on over to the school and have a meal, and then just hear me talk just a little bit and then ask questions. And I'm going to try to have maybe a couple other groups there. Like we might have like our special ed department might be there. So if you have a student who's in special special ed, you might have some specific questions that it's in a non-threatening environment. You can come up and talk, and we'll try to keep it casual so it's not this big formal thing. You know, just kind of have an opportunity to have a great meal together and then to visit.
I think that's a brilliant idea. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. So I'm going to do the first one at North Elementary on October 18th at 5:30, and we're going to advertise. It'll be in the paper and on social media, just getting it out so people can see it. And I don't know if I'll have 5 people or 200. I don't know.
But you got to start.
You got to try it. Yep, absolutely.
You know, years ago, Tenasca School Board started doing a similar thing, although it was the school board.
Oh, interesting. And
because their district is so big.
Yes, spread out.
They took the school board to individual parts of the district.
Oh, that is really creative.
Went to Loomis, so went to Pine Creek, and very same thing.
Yes,
then they had a,
I love
they
that.
Met with the people, and so that's, you're doing a similar thing.
Yep,
it's a great idea.
Yep.
And if people get unruly, just say no soup for you.
Okay. I heard that on the show once.
Yeah, cut them off. No soup for you. That's great. October 18th.
October 18th at 5:30 at North Elementary.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
It concludes everything that I had on my list.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but I'm always willing to talk more.
I think it's exciting. You know, I love the thing about having only positive expectations.
Yeah.
I think one of the things you mentioned, you know, there is a lot of negativity going on in our society today, and a lot of tolerance in the guise of intolerance and all the different stuff that's happening. But that's a wonderful mantra but I think an important part of that is being able to recognize that yes, bad things, negative things are going to happen.
That's just
the nature of the beast, but being prepared to handle those in a way that furthers the vision instead of hampers. That's part of that positive expectation.
Right.
That you're gonna encounter bumps in the road.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
But how do you? It's like when I have my camp counselors for years. I don't. Your mistakes I don't hold against you.
Right.
How are you gonna handle?
Right.
Because we need this outcome. How are you?
Absolutely.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
Well, enjoy your school year.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to coming back. I think it might be next month. I'm trying to come on a more regular basis.
I have no idea.
I'm scheduled in.
No one tells me anything. I don't know. When?
Okay, October 12th.
Right, October 12th.
Yeah, that's great.
You know what?
Yes, sir.
We should change that. So if that's the 18th Thursday night, you should do Friday, October 20th.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying, well, only because...
As a follow-up.
You'll have your soup experience.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
Just a thought. Just a thought. I mean, it is my show, but I don't, whatever.
That is true.
Then I have no control over whatsoever. It's all Chris and Andrea and Rick. Yes. I just show up and start talking. Whoever I have a guest, I have no idea what's going on.
I am very flexible and very willing to do that. So let's look at our calendars and see if that works out.
I wanted to ask one question about school.
Yes, yes.
Because I know I was talking with someone about, it was your counterpart down the road
Steve,
here.
Steve, yes.
And I think they were talking about a new English curriculum. That they're rolling out in Okanagan.
Yes.
Anything at OMAC this year?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. We did also purchase a new reading curriculum and English curriculum.
Okay.
K-5, and that was part of our professional development for
K-5.
Yes, K-5.
Okay.
Last year we adopted 6-8.
Okay.
And our high school was really happy because it's been, I think, six or seven years since the high school adopted, and they're like, nope, we're really happy with what we have right now. So, yes, brand new curriculum. We're excited about that. And this next year we're working on our math curriculum and looking for a new math curriculum throughout our system.
It was funny when Steve mentioned that.
Yes.
I said, has English changed? what's the deal here? So what is the mindset behind making those curriculum changes?
Right. So for those of you who are in the education world, there's always an ongoing battle of what is the best approaches to teach.
Sure.
And so you're always looking for new strategies. And one of the things that has been ongoing for years is whole language versus phonics. And, you know, phonics is really more the direct instruction. This is what this letter says. Whereas whole languages, kids are immersed in that sound. And so there has been just this raging debate, especially the last 30, 40 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so it's gone back and forth, back and forth. Well, believe it or not, what they're discovering is you really need to have a healthy mix of both. You know, you absolutely have to have that direct instruction, that phonics base where this is what this sound is. Mm-hmm. But you also have to have kids immersed in language, where they're hearing stories, they're hearing great books, they're having access to great books. The new curriculum, it's not this massive change. What it is it's updating strategies. And so over time, as we learn more about brain science, you know, mm-hmm. we're now able to examine brains as kids are reading. You can actually see where the brain is lighting up. They never had that before. And so you can see when kids are really engaged in parts of the brain, what works and what doesn't work. So it's just making some tweaks to it. Sure. It is not a wholesale change. And I'm so glad you brought that up because parents, families, community members are always invited to come look at our curriculum at any time. We have no hidden agenda. All you have to do is just reach out to the district, and we have all the curriculum right there. And so you can go and look at the books yourself, take time. It's just that way people are comfortable with what we're teaching. Like I said, no hidden agenda. Nope. The process we go through is really vetted. We take time of going through with, you know, the teachers first are looking at a bunch of different curriculum. They kind of narrow it down, and then it goes to an instructional materials committee who evaluates it based on what the board has stated that they want in there. And then the board reviews it one final time, and during that time there's a 30-day open to the public comment period where they can come in and look at what we're proposing. So again, all transparent, nothing hidden in it. And then once we formally adopt it, we always have an extra copy at the district office so people can look at it, because people move into the district and they don't know what curriculum we're using, so they're able to come in and check it out and look at it. So
and some people, they'll make decisions on what school they go to based upon what kind of curriculum you're offering.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you for that
absolutely
further explanation of that curriculum. How you make curriculum changes and such. So,
you bet.
Okay. Hey, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure with you guys as well.
Brian, I was with my new girlfriend the other day. And
does your wife know this?
She poked me in the eye during a movie we were watching. Yeah, I didn't see her for a while. Okay, have a good day, sir. Oh.